With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. G7 leaders have agreed to lend Ukraine billions backed by Russia's frozen assets.
The G7 leaders have decided to create a $50 billion loan for Ukraine using the windfall profits of Russia's central bank funds that have been frozen in Europe for roughly 2 years now. But there has been a lot of consternation between nations about how to unfreeze the money, whether it's legal to do so, and what legal mechanisms could be used to do this with Russia's money. The funds themselves are not being used for this loan. It's the profits on the funds.
Correspondent Fatima Hussein reporting. With less than 3 weeks to go until Britain's election day, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak running out of time. Polls continue to give opposition Labour Party Undersecretary Keir Starmer a double-digit lead. Also, at SRNnews.com, former President Donald Trump says the GOP is united.
This is an outstanding group of people. I'm with them 1,000%. They're with me 1,000%. We agree just about on everything, and if there isn't, we work it out.
In Michigan yesterday, he added that Republicans are unified in wanting to fix America.
We have to get elected. We have to take this beautiful place, and we have to make it really something very special again. Right now, it's not special. Right now, it's being scorned and being used as an example of when they look at the crime on the streets, when they look at all of the problems that we have, they're using us as a bad example of democracy.
China hit with some rough weather, heavy rain, flooding in parts of the south, heat wave and drought in the north. In the east, in Fujian province, landslides forcing more than 35,000 people to evacuate their homes. This is SRN News. Doctors denouncing transgenderism.
The American College of Pediatricians says the country's medical establishment must stop performing sex change operations on children. The ACP and several other medical groups have signed on to the Doctors Protecting Children Declaration, which says gender dysphoria in small kids and teenagers should not be treated with surgery and puberty-blocking drugs. European medical groups are also rejecting such procedures. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Leaders of the United Methodist Church expressing regret over the decision by the branch in Ivory Coast to leave the union. That follows the church's decision to formally embrace gay marriage and the LGBT clergy. That move, the latest in a series of ripple effects in conservative Africa, which just happens to be home to the vast majority of United Methodists outside the United States. This is SRN News. A dim outlook for credit cards.
Mark Nelson, Visa's global head of consumer payments, sees a world where the plastic card in your wallet becomes increasingly obsolete and the standard 16-digit account number becomes worthless. Nelson spoke to the Associated Press about what Visa is changing to how payments are processed over the coming year. The biggest changes in the U.S. will be allowing Americans to access multiple accounts from the same bank from one bank card, be it checking or savings, debit or credit. John Scott reporting.
State Department has opened a trial run allowing a limited number of people to apply to renew their passports and do it online. Windows will open at midday Eastern time each day, then close, and the system has reached a daily limit. The department says it is taking it slow so it can monitor just how well the system is working. More details at SRNnews.com.